And Brian is back with the business news.
Well, thank you. Around 2 in 5 employees here didn't avail of their full annual leave entitlements last year, according to research by FRS Recruitment, with a fifth of those saying they had 5 days leave remaining at the end of the year. Lynn McCormack, General Manager with FRS Recruitment, is on the line. What are the reasons people are giving for not taking their full leave, Lynn?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting one. Like when you look at annual leave, it's such an important part of professional life, and we talk to hundreds of employers and candidates every day, so we wanted to delve a little bit deeper into the topic. And as you say, quite a significant number of people not using their annual leave, and I suppose there's a number of reasons that could be, you know, first possibly, and it's a very good question, could be around workload. Some people feel they're unable to step away for long periods of time for fear of not being able to complete their work, and that's a real challenge because you could run the risk of burnout. But then the other end of the spectrum is hybrid working has played a part in this, and definitely a factor where more people are working from home. They have a bit more flexibility, more time to take on tasks that they previously would have taken days for. We've all had the days where, you know, the utility company is calling out at an awkward time during the day, and possibly people can fit that in if they're working from home rather than taking annual leave.
And on the whole, are they able to carry it over to the following year? I wonder if that might be a big driver here, that sense of just banking it in case I need it in the future.
Well, what came through is there seems to be a real kind of mix, and they're handled in different ways. Like 3 out of 10 people said that they've carried over unused days, but then a significant number of people were arranged for payment in lieu with their employer. But another 33% said that if they didn't use it, they lost it.
That's a big number that are losing out on leave.
Yeah.
One standout finding here is that a majority were in favour of this idea of having unlimited leave. Now, it sounds great, but is there not just a reverse psychology there where the employer is effectively cajoling the employee into taking less than they would be entitled to in a contract, for example?
Yeah, it's a strange one. And what came out through the surveys, there was definitely a strong interest in this policy. Like 6 out of 10 people said that they would like to see their employers introduce it. But it's quite a new trend, and it hasn't really been implemented in a big way here in Ireland. There's been a growing use of it in the States, but some of the research actually suggests that people that have unlimited days actually end up taking fewer breaks than those with designated number of days.
Are there particular sectors where this trend is of not taking leave is more prevalent, or is it generally just across the board?
It seems to be quite across the board, to be honest. A real mix of sectors across the board. But, you know, particularly about the people with the unused days that find it harder to step away, that may be sector specific. And, you know, we see so many organisations now focusing on well-being, and annual leave plays a really big part of that. We're seeing lots of employers bring initiatives to encourage the uptake of annual leave because it's so important to be able to step away, refresh and recharge.
Just looking at the employment market generally, Lynn, we have record numbers at work and considerable vacancy rates in some sectors. Is it looking to be a tight labour market for the foreseeable future, or is there some easing in sight?
No, it certainly is. You know, I think, you know, about 12, 18 months ago, that uncertainty in the economy kind of rippled through so many different sectors. And what you've seen is a lot of people were sitting tight to wait to see what's happened. But we have seen a lot more movement, particularly over the past few months within certain sectors across the board. So lots of green shoots there, hopefully, and some positivity now for movement on the candidate side, particularly for those highly skilled roles over the next few months.
Lynn McCormack, General Manager with FRS Recruitment. Thank you very much indeed.